places where I have some service or connection. And I want to take darshan of Radha Lala Mishra. And it's not, although writing is not really my service, it's being GBC of Hungary and other countries is my main responsibility. Writing is just sort of a personal thing that I do. But it's what Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to practice and to actually do. It's our family business. Not just to publish and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, but actually Prabhupada wanted not just his disciples, but all devotees to write, to expand the literary output and glorification of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a lot of libraries in the world. And if we entered them all, which would be the best thing that could happen to the world, and just had a big bonfire, then what are you going to put inside them? So you're all stuffing your heads full of so many useless things that you learn in educational institutions that are a complete waste of time, especially in terms of absolute values. But if we were to fill those libraries with Prabhupada's books, there's just a couple of shelves that we got. You know, they go on. These libraries are going for buildings and buildings and buildings. So Srila Prabhupada, and there's much chitama gata pana katyantas randitya tushyanticha ramanticha. There's unlimited subject matter when it comes to glorifying Krishna. I mean, if you can have libraries full of books glorifying the outhouse of the spiritual world, the urinal of the spiritual world, there's a lot of books just about a urinal. Then you can have a lot of books about whatever are the other parts of Krishna's creation, which are obviously a lot more aromatic than and more habitable than this material world. So there's a lot to do, and particularly this book is. I feel sort of more strongly about it than other books that quote-unquote I wrote because of the actual nature of the subject matter, and of course it's very relevant now to Kartik month, which is coming up in just a little over a week, and also the special blessing that comes along with it. Anyway, I'll speak a little. I'll try to sort of introduce. I can't give you a overview of the book. We don't have enough time, or we'd have to be here till Mangal Arati or beyond. Maybe you could be here. I'm worn out. But it's a. It's a very significant, this whole pastime that we glorify, and you don't have another pastime that you glorify every year for one full month. You don't. But this is one, and every single day, or every evening, if you're doing Dhammadharashtakam, then you, of course, you sing the Sanskrit once, then you read the translation twice, and you repeat the same pastime, and you do it for a whole month, so more or less 10% of our lives is dedicated to repeating this Dhammadhar Lila. And That's because there's a it inaugurates a very unique part of our philosophy, inaugurates a unique part of Krishna's pastimes, and is a very unique blessing that comes along with that. And I'll read about that. Actually, I'm just curtains are going to open in a few seconds, so I'm just going to start chanting until that happens. I'd just like to take darshan first and anyone else who hasn't. So it's a very unique, the Leela itself is unique. The book is, it's relatively short, relative to longer books. And it's all based on the commentaries of our acharyas. The original Bhagavatam Acharya is Sridhar Swami. And of course, the concluding commentator is Srila Prabhupada. Here, references are Sridhar Swami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srinath Chakravarti, Baladeva Debhushan, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and some other references from other scriptures. Because Damodara Leela is mentioned, Padma Purana, Bhavishya Purana, Brahmavarvaita Purana, not Bhavishya Purana, I wanted to say Brahmavarvaita Purana, and other Puranic literatures. Sometimes it's mentioned a little different. Dashi Shuradalan and Shurati Jarma. Sometimes there's variances, like with pastimes, you'll have variations on the on how it takes place. In the text itself, it's described that this is a very ancient Leela. And it's already, before it happens, there's already reference made to it of having happened already before in another day of Brahma. But it doesn't necessarily happen exactly like this. So of course, you know the ingredients of the pastime, and the main theme being is that Mother Yashoda ties Krishna up. It doesn't necessarily always happen in that he's tied to a mortar. Sometimes he's tied to a tree on the bank of the Jamuna. At least that's the one other way in which it's described. But anyway, let's talk about a little further. Let's chant a little first. So just basically because of the unique nature of this Bhagavad Leela and pastime, I recommend it. I recommend the book. Books themselves, when you write them, are an adventure. It's not something that you write at the drop of a hat. Oh yes, I should mention that I was very fortunate. The original translations from these acharyas were done for me by Gopi Puranadhan Prabhu. They were done 20 years ago. Well, almost 20 years ago, 1998. That's when I first sort of conceived or was inspired to write the book, but I didn't do anything. I got the work from him. At the end, I gave him £100 dakshin. He worked a lot. And I was staying in Vrindavan, and I would go out to Govardhan every day, and for about 2 hours in the afternoon, then we would sit. He would prepare. Gopi would always prepare. So he would prepare, and then we would start. Sridhar Maharaj, all this information, all this, everything that he did, I had on cassettes, which was another problem. I mean, who's got a cassette recorder nowadays? If you got a telephone, you could turn it off. It would be real. You don't have telephones ringing. So that was another issue, is that when it was time to do all this work, everything was on a cassette. I could get it transcribed off of a cassette, and of course no one uses cassette recorders anymore. And it's, but it's, so that was because Gopi Puranadhan Prabhu was the best Sanskritist in ISKCON, and it was very, very thorough. And there were some very interesting things that he mentions in the book. We had some discourses on some topics. So that's a plus, which I wanted to mention. And it takes a lot of work. How long did it take? Well, I really finished. I signed off on it in summer of this year, and I probably worked on it for about a year and a half or 2 years. Usually it takes about a year and a half to 2 years to do a book at the rate that I write, because, as I mentioned, it's not that I sit around writing books all the time. I have a lot of other things to do, so when I spare an hour or two here or there, that's when I get to do it. Okay, so that's fine. And then we'll continue on.